So it's been 10 days since I've started my ice bucket challenge, which wasn't really an ice bucket challenge. It was the Raya Buttock challenge, that bean that I got from Matthew Elgi, that I was going to leave in its original packaging, in its bag, obviously open, one-way valve, in a nice bag that should be airtight enough to keep your beans fresh, at least for, well, 10 days. Let's just do the 10-day ice bucket Baya Raya Buttock Matthew Elgi challenge. That's a mouthful in itself. I've put half of the 250 grams that come in that bag, well, a little less than half, because I've obviously also tasted it and tried it, and it's a nice bean. So the other bit, about 125 grams, I've put in the Airscape container that I've discussed previously. And now it's time to engage all senses again and open the Airscape and see what these beans inside still smell like, look like. They probably still look the same, but then the proof's going to be in the pudding as whether the Airscape really keeps your beans fresh by extracting an espresso in the R58 dual boiler using a naked portafilter, because there you can really see if the beans aged, it goes thinner, there might be a few holes, and the fluid doesn't really kind of merge in the center as well. Channeling is easier, basically because there is not much gas in the bean anymore. So degasses more and more and more because it gets in contact with air, which is obviously the major enemy of your freshly roasted beans. So let me open the top lid. Okay, and then now the inside lid is this kind of cylinder-like, if you want, lid that has got two little valves in it, that when you push it down, all the air that's in the container escapes through those little valves, and then when you push a little handle down, those valves are closed off, so no air can get in, and you've pushed this lid down all the way to the beans, and let's just see now, by just taking it out, what's going to happen. All right, so that noise wasn't air, that was just pulling it back out. The beans in there look pretty happy. They're a bit squashed because the lid has to be pushed down all the way to get all the air out from that container all the way to the beans. So what you heard now was not air coming out. It was just the rubber seal, because it's very, very well sealed. The rubber seal of that lid with the handle that was pushing against the cylinder-like container, the stainless steel container. So that's all it was. Just to give you a bit of a different sound, I'm going to just push it back in so that you see that this now is going to be air sound. That's much more kind of air. So that would be going all the way down to the beans, closing it off by pushing that little handle down, and now I'm going to take it up again. All right, so that's that. And obviously there's air above, which you will hear. But let's just see now. These beans, I want to shake them around a bit so they're not as squashed as they were. Obviously they look the same. Do they smell the same as they did? And I'm going to also open. Well, they're probably pretty much, smell the same. Now let me open the bag with the one-way valve. All those beans are happy in there as well. And what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to do two extractions. One with the beans that were in the bag, and one with the beans that are in the Airscape. And then I'll just tell you what the experience and the experiment was all about. So I weighed and ground 18 and a half grams of this Raya Buttock, engaging it in my portafilter, teared my little shot glass, and here it comes. My timer is on in 5 seconds. Really thick, rich bubbles are forming on the naked portafilter, merging in the center beautifully. It's quite a dark rose, this, so the dark streaks are coming from the outside, merging in the inside, lightening up just a little bit now. Actually looks a perfect extraction. Now this is the bean in the original bag that those beans came with. 31 seconds, I'm going to just stop it here. It looked great. I'm going to just weigh it. And how did it weigh? Great, it weighs 28 grams of fluid. That's pretty good. There's a lot of Guinness effect still happening here. So this looks good. I'm going to give it a little stir, let the crema just settle a bit better. I'm going to stop this here, and I'm going to do exactly the same extraction with the beans that were in the airscape. And just see, engaging all my senses, at least visually first, to see if the extraction runs pretty identical, better, worse, or whatever. Let me just weigh up some coffee beans and grind them. So here we go, identical parameters. The only thing that's different is that I've got the beans that were in the airscape. Right, now, just flushing the group head, engaging the portafilter, immediately pressing start, and my timer, of course, and let me see what happens. Well, in about 5 seconds as well, those beads are happening. It's thick, it's rich, merges in the center beautifully. No channeling happening, no nothing. In fact, there was no channeling happening in the first extraction of those beans that were kept in the original bag with a one-way valve. I will say that I'm actually pretty thorough about getting all the air out. And I'm now cutting actually a bit sooner because I did see it thinning just the tiniest bit. But we've got also a little bit more fluid in the same amount of... actually, I cut it a little sooner. So... we are actually splitting hairs here. There's still a beautiful Guinness effect happening. I would say there's really not a lot in it. It's balancing down very nicely with the crema sitting on top. And now I have to wait until it cools down just a little bit to also taste those two espresso extractions and see if there's any difference in the taste. Who knows? Well, being totally objective, which you have to be, I will say that the ones in the airscape maybe yielded a bit more fluid, started speeding up a little bit at the end. But, yes, noticeable, but let's just taste it. Let's just taste the one from the airscape. I mean, the crema looks beautiful, the color is beautiful, it's very thick and rich. And if I remember rightly, this has got chocolates galore in there. So let me see. Yeah, and the mouthfeel could be a bit richer. It's a bit kind of... I'm splitting hairs. I'm trying to see if there's a difference in those two methods of keeping your freshly roasted beans away from air. I don't know. Now, let me just taste the other one. Coats the tongue more, is richer, is thicker. It was kind of... it yielded less fluid, so maybe that's also what I'm noticing on my palate. But they're both, the flavors are the same. The only thing I will say is maybe the mouthfeel is slightly different. But hey, I was just going to say to you that these one-way valves with a little strip at the top where you can really just, it's like a, I don't know, what do you call it? Where you just can squeeze it and then all the air kind of that, and I do this meticulously, so these beans that were in the bag for those 10 days, no way could air kind of get into those. But the storage canister of the airscape is, it's very good because you can actually get a few more and just have them pile up one on top of the other if you've got a few coffees on the go, which I normally have. It's a very, very good addition, I think, to your coffee paraphernalia. That's very fair to say. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to imprison those few beans that are left in the airscape of the Raya Batak and just squeeze the air out live here so you can see how efficient this is. All the way, it's now touching the beans. I'm going to fold this over so no air can get in, and I'm just going to continue monitoring it. Maybe give it another week. Who knows? Anyway, I enjoyed that experience. My version of the ice bucket challenge, a la Matthew Algie.